Don't you just love the sound of music emanating from this side of the divide? Emanating live from the city of Lagos in the heart of Victoria Island, where we're reaching you from. That sound, that reminds you of what time it is and what station you're listening to. I mean, listen to that. I say more, it's your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It is where the best talk, in fact, number one station for the nation that brings to you information on news you can use to improve your life. We also drive the finest conversation for everyone. I mean, it's an everyday thing, it's our lifestyle, it's what we do right here. Welcome on board if you're a first-time listener or tuner. We say welcome. You are in for a swell time. You have joined the best family right here. Just stay tuned as we continue our programming this morning. We are going to bring you, of course, What's Up Lagos, which is what's on right now. And that's brought to you, of course, Nigeria Info. Why do you keep saying, of course, Collins? Come on, stop that. All right. We are the Techers indeed. I'm Collins Teke, and I've got Andrea Odobi Teke. Gently bringing you What's Up Lagos each and every day, Mondays to Friday, from 10 a.m. to 12. And today we have yet another interesting conversation to drive you through. Of course, you know that on What's Up Lagos, we are all about the city of Lagos. We are all about happenings in the city and the things that Lagosians, want to talk about. And we're also all about the family. We believe that if the family, being the strongest and the smallest unit in the society, gets it right, we would have a better society, in turn have a better nation. So it all starts from that place where values are formed, some principles are instilled, you know, that place where we all started from, our homes, our family. Mm-hmm. So we bring about we bring conversations that have to do with the family on a daily basis. Aha! Just to remind us of some of those things that will keep us going as a people, as a family. Also remind us of our role as family members, because every single person has got a family that they belong to. And that you certainly have a role to play in ensuring that that family gets it right. So we just bring all this conversation in a fun-filled way and drive the conversation such that you are on the driver's seat, more or less. You get to talk to us more often than not about those things you want to talk about. So, guys, that's just an overview of what the show is all about. But Mondays to Friday, we have different themed conversations. And for this week, for Monday at half past 10, we'll bring you our family talk in full effect. And today we'll be talking about something which I believe you all will be interested in. And you know why? Because it's a common thing in our society. And there could be someone in that situation right now, or someone could be in that situation in the future and require what to do, and we try to drive a conversation along those lines. We'll talk about what we'll find out from Lagosians, what adopting a child, what their take is on child adoption. You know, we live in a society that a lot of people believe that, some families are going through a whole lot because they cannot have a child. And someone came up with this great idea that every child is a child, that you could actually adopt a child if you cannot give birth to a child biologically. But it seems to be a tall order for some people. Some people, especially on the African continent, cannot bring themselves to the point where they will say, honey, enough is enough. Let's go adopt a child. We have a true life story that will guide that conversation at 11:30. All right. And then at at 11:30, we'll have Power Solutions, Energy Solutions conversation brought to you by Nigeria Info in partnership with All On. That will come on for 30 minutes. All right. But before then, Nko, I know you'll be asking that. We are going to have you tell us what's happening around the city of Lagos, even as we get set to join the Techers Full Effect right here on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. So when you call the radio station, scream, "What's up, Lagos?" And I'll say, "Cheers to life." Myself, Andre, I would say, "Cheers to life." And you tell us where you're calling from, what's happening in your neighborhood. And just tell us how the weekend went for you. We don't mind hearing that. The number to call is
7 Lagos. Spend the night at the Oriental or at the blue. Taking walks by the Civic Center. Just need you.
Cheers to life. Yes.
Yes. Oh, Collins, my mood spoiled. I know my voice no good like that.
What's happening?
My name is Abraham. Calling from Unilag.
Abraham, man, what's going on in Unilag, bro?
Oh, my exam season.
Exam
season, I didn't go. But you can't go steal my phone again yesterday. Hey!
They steal your phone, Jesus.
Oh, could you put us for my eyes?
Ah! Wow.
So then we move.
We move, man. We move. I love that. Bro. We live. See, a bigger phone is coming. Yeah.
You guys are doing a very good job. I am sure you guys are doing a very good job. I love your show.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you, bro. Appreciate it, man.
Make me smile, babe. Make a forget
about it. No, don't worry. He's sort of going to move. No.
Move.
I appreciate you, man. That's it. That's the spirit, man. I'm telling you, because sometimes when things happen to you that you do not plan for, all right, you... We never know. We can't determine what really happens to us at the end of the day. So when these things happen, you will not know how much it would take from you or how much impact it would make on you unless it happens to you. So, I mean, imagine the gentleman. He didn't plan that his phone would be stolen and then it just happened. That's the crazy thing about life. Things happen that you don't plan for. And if you keep allowing those things to weigh you down, the idea of those things happening to you, from the negative perspective, is to weigh you down and make you live less of yourself and then give up, all right? But on from the positive end, it is to make you strong. It's to test your resilience. And there's so many things in our society that are testing our resilience, testing how much more we can hold on. I mean, even if you listen to what is happening in the nation generally, you almost want to give up on this country. Some people have given up totally, like, nothing. By the end of the day, we're here. This is where the only place we can call our own. And for those who are in Lagos, you know, some people are giving up on Lagos about many things. So many things that you don't look at Lagos and say, "I've given up." But at the end of the day, this is the place. This is where we are. This is where we are now. And we've got to find a way of surviving. And that's exactly what should keep you going. Whether they steal your phone, whether a person do anyhow, don't give up. But bro, don't worry. Just keep listening to the show. I'm sure that at some point, you know, you'll find a reason to laugh. Yeah, there's always something to make you laugh. What's up, Lagos? 0700. Turn down the volume on your radio. Kill it dead. All right? On 0700-993-993-993. That's the number through which you can call to be a part of the broadcast. We just want to know how you're feeling. And you also want to know what's going on in your neighborhood. And we want you to let it out. All the negative vibe or whatever it is that's going to weigh you down. Put them in those words. What's up, Lagos? And let it out. Let it go into the skies. All right? And then leave you. And then freedom is here to do. Oh boy. What's up, Lagos? Good morning to you. Ooh la la. All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Okay. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's of Lagos.
Chester Live, welcome.
Good morning, my name is Joseph from Lekki.
Oh, Joseph, how is Lekki this morning, man?
Very fine, no, not Joseph, OPEC.
OPEC, okay, sorry, OPEC.
yes,
man.
This woman, what's her name again?
Which woman, who?
Andrea.
Okay, Andrea, yes. You asking where she is? She's around.
Yes, ma'am.
She's around. You here, yes, too. She would.
She's taking tea.
She's taking tea. She would to talk to you. Shortly.
Yeah. I said, let me call you. I'm sorry, you actually.
Okay, great, man. Thank you so much. That's a great way to contribute on the show. I mean, to sign in, more or less, because that's what we do. Before we get into our family talk and our main conversation for today, what is it you've observed around the city of Lagos that deserves to be brought on the radio? What is it you would like to talk to me about or talk to us about? What is that thing that stood out for you over the weekend that you like to share? Would you like to call and just scream, "What's up, Lagos?" Letting yourself out, letting all the bad emotions fire away, all the bad energy, let them out into the skies, to fly away, away into the galaxy somewhere dark, maybe somewhere where Thanos lives, perhaps. Just saying, guys, but hey, we don't want you to keep any negative energy. That's why we have the show. Hey, kill the volume dead before I lie to you, left hand. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Good morning to you.
Good morning. This is Michael from Pan Groove.
Hey, Michael, how's Pan Groove this morning, bro?
Pan Groove's fine.
Great to know.
Yes. My call has not been going through the
week.
The period of where we are saying about landlord and agent.
Yeah.
And now we get our apartment.
Mm-hmm.
My experience was kind of off. Like, to be honest, if in Lagos you get an apartment, you'll be ashamed of bringing your friends in, like, with an huge money. Like, you get an apartment with huge money, but unable to bring friends in, like, someone, this kind of environment is not conducive enough for, like...
Are you serious?
Bringing people in.
But you know that depends on where you live, what area.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, was that your experience? You paid for an appointment heavily, and your friends couldn't visit you?
Yeah, they visited, but not as expected.
This... Do you 10:32 on the clock. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
Yeah, I'm indeed.
You're waiting for me to say another thing, right?
Yeah, I was waiting to say, all right.
I am not serious at all. You're kidding, right?
I'm telling you, I was waiting for that, really, you know, that all right. It sounds great. I mean, you should own it.
Really now.
You should own that.
Really now.
Not necessarily you should. There's so much as you own, really. There's a lot to all you.
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? I mean,
I'm fine. Being a mom is not easy, but I'm fine. I'm good. I'm strong.
Man, kudos to moms.
We're putting through, you know. But it's all good.
Yes, I know. It's a big deal. And, you know, the irony is that some people are right there now thinking about, man, I need a child so badly. Uh-huh. God, give me a child. God, when?
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are right now like, yo,
I don't want this.
If I knew.
What did I put upon myself?
If only I knew, you know, only I knew that having a child was like this, I don't think I would pray that I had
but,
one.
But
just
I mean,
right.
it's a good thing
I'm not saying me, some people
them.
Are on that side. Though.
It's a beautiful thing to experience having children around, so it's a blessing. I'm blessed. And you're blessed as well.
Well, you know, one of these days, I think we should spend time. I've asked this question. I said, look, I've said it on radio before that.
Yeah.
Look, what happens to a woman? I say specifically, what happens? This should be like a major topic. We should have a day, have mothers in the studio.
Yeah.
Young mothers, old, come in here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what happens to a woman after childbirth.
That's right. I think we don't really talk about it a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot. That's, I'm getting to learn a lot.
Yeah.
And I want to say kudos to every mother out there. Every woman who, or especially those who are breastfeeding right now, or those who have lady children, especially
toddlers.
With toddlers. Shout out to you. You're doing a great job. If no one has told you...
You're doing well.
You're doing a fantastic job. I'm telling you right now, you are doing a fabulous job. It's not easy, I'm telling you. And one other thing I've learned over this period, Andrea, of course, the hard way I've learned it is that...
What?
Guys, if your partner has a baby, spend more time. Sometimes, whether you know it or not, just appreciate them and let them know how much or how well they're doing. It's so key. It's very important to let them, to appreciate them.
Yeah.
And just look at them and say, you're doing a great job. Because they're actually doing a great job. To go back to your life or to mix up what your life the way it used to be and having a child as a woman... It's not a biscuit. We have to move from that point where men only think that, well, once I provide the money, once I provide the finance, I've done the job, I've done my part. There's a lot more. So go back now, give your woman some accolades if you have a child. Just go. Don't look for any reason. Just give them their accolades and then listen to them more.
That's right. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, husband man.
Yeah.
But hey, okay. Let's get back to
I know I've not been the
Lagos.
Best, but look, well done.
Thank you.
Well done, Andrea.
All right, Lagos, let's know what you're doing and how you're doing and what's happening around your area as well. This particular gist that I saw on social media today, I don't know if I should say that it lightened up my mood a little bit.
Okay.
The fact that TikTok came out to like wash their hands off the crate challenge. And I'm like, even if you ban the crate challenge, does not mean people would not still do it.
Some people are now addicted to it. Some individuals now believe they can do it. They're trying to do it. They must do it. It's now their goal to achieve. And more people have been breaking their necks, their hands, their backs as a result of this crate challenge.
Yeah.
Whoever brought this thing, man, it must be from hell.
Wherever it came from.
It must be.
I'm still here again to tell you. Never again, never again, never again. Do not. Do not try this at home. Okay? There are better ways to try if you're fit and all. Not a great challenge.
Yes, indeed. And I mean, how that somebody who just said Nigeria and just carry crates and say they want to join the challenge, I can't just fathom it. But the truth is, at the end of the day, your health, your life could end as a result of that challenge. Just remember that. Phone lines are buzzing indeed. Lagosians are ready to talk. Hello.
Hello, Collins.
Huh? Yes?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Andre, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling, my name is Obinna. I'm calling from Ojalaba.
Welcome, Obinna. How you doing?
I'm fine. My little baby just wants to say hi. She's been disturbing me that I should call you people.
Really now? Okay. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Wow. Wow.
What's your name?
Chikodi.
How old are you?
6 years.
You're what?
Six.
You're 6 years.
Wow.
You're a big girl.
I love you, people.
I love you, people.
We love you. We love you, too. Bye.
Oh, wow. Chikodi, isn't that adorable? Man, oh man.
Oh goodness.
I love
that's adorable.
I mean, someone called earlier, they stole his phone from Unilag.
Okay.
He gave me a task to make him laugh.
Oh really?
Yeah, he said I have to make him laugh, like not on the spot, that he's listening while I was making him laugh.
Okay, to brighten his day, right?
I hope it's a good start. Of making you laugh. I hope that put a smile on your face.
Yeah.
Your 6-year-old call. and say, we love you. I mean, that should give you hope, man. All right? I don't know how that will inspire you, but...
And I say we should sing for him too, so that it can lighten him up. What is his name?
His name. I forgot his name, yo.
So that we can just, you know, right now compose.
All right. Ikenna, if I'm correct, is from the Yaba.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
How are you? What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yes. My name is Ikenna.
Welcome, Ikenna.
Yes. Andrea Collins, good morning once again. And I just want to talk about an issue that you guys mentioned earlier about child or no child.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just feel that sometimes all these whole children are blessings. Are just, you know, these things are just, it's over. It's been overemphasized. Why do I say this?
Okay.
I say this because I want people to begin to understand that for every decision you make in life comes with huge responsibilities. We should stop getting emotional. It's just like when people tell me marriage is a blessing. There's no blessing in marriage.
Wow.
If your marriage goes well, it goes well because you made a decision to make it go well.
That's right.
It's a decision made by two people to make it.
Ooh.
No. No.
Hello, are you still there?
Okay, now you touched, you shook a table, you can't run away. Man.
Are you still there, Ikenna?
Hi, Ikenna.
Oh my goodness. Please do call us back.
Hello, Ikenna.
Ah, goodness. Ikenna is no longer on the line with us.
All right.
Okay, wow.
Well,
I mean, those were. Okay, you said something earlier.
I mean, that's when I talked about some people are on boats. There are some people who are looking for children.
Yeah.
There are others who have these children and they're like, why did I get into this? You know, why? So, I mean, he's just saying that we should not add emotions to having a child. That's whatever decision, and then also it touches the marriage, that whatever decision we make, there's consequences.
You have to be responsible.
Responsible for it. And saying that marriage is not necessarily a blessing, but what you make out of it,
that's what makes it a blessing. Okay.
That's an argument for another day, right?
Yeah. Some people want to jump on that.
Guys, feel free if you want
to. You know, but, well, I understand his sentiment. I know where he's coming from. Yeah, a lot of us sometimes go with this emotion, the general public understanding, the general knowledge, the fact that, when you find somebody who you love to be with, to love and to hold, till sickness and death do us part or whatever, you know, in the sense of it, having someone who you can have as a company, being with somebody that you grow together, you go through the worst times together, you go through the beautiful times together, that in itself could mean something beautiful to somebody and could also mean something worse to another person. You know, it could be someone's heaven and also be someone's hell.
That's right.
You know, it could be someone's glory and someone else's doom.
That's right.
So I understand where he's coming from, but I don't know, in the general sense of what marriage is and general sense of having children is, I think it's you making sense of it from your own point of view, making sense of it. Is it beautiful for me? Is it a blessing for me? Is it a curse for me? It's left for you to decide. It's in your hands. Like he said, whatever it is what you make of it eventually.
You know, he's not the first person that said that. Someone once mentioned that these children, they're unfair, you know, describing them as unfair. And I was taken aback initially, like, what do you mean? Children are a blessing. And it just dawned on me, what if to him, his life, he preferred that his life would be without children. And this was just like,
I mean, I know someone, you know, who said she didn't beg to be born.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to have children. She didn't beg to be born. And there are people who have that
decision,
you know. Hello?
Hi,
Hello.
Hi, hi. What's up, Lagos? Ikea
is back.
What's up, Lagos?
Just the lie.
Yeah. I'm back again on the line.
Welcome, Ikea. We wanted to conclude your
thoughts.
Emotional people caught me off. They took me off.
Okay.
But I'm just a very practical person.
Yeah.
So, what I was saying earlier, I said, getting married is a decision.
Yeah. Okay?
Whatever I make out of it becomes the blessing of myself and my partner.
Mm.
Okay? So if in my own intent take steps to destroy the relationship I have with my partner, I don't think that makes marriage, a bad institution.
Mm.
Yeah, taking it back to the issue of children, I tell people, because we're Africans, I go for weddings a lot, and people say, okay, at the mention of, every time we count 1 to 5 or 1 to 20, whatever number you feel is best for you,
how many children you have.
You stop at that point, and they go, count 1, 2, 3, and you see the father of the bride or the father of the groom sitting at one corner looking at the children. And the guy goes, 1, 2, and they cut. And I go, you just want to have 2 kids?
Mm-hmm.
And the parents are saying, we didn't just have the 12. You had more kids. So why would you give us 2?
Mm.
One more grandchildren. This comes with a huge responsibility.
Yeah.
We have a lot of young men and women out there. Men, not even responsible for their own self. Not to talk about being responsible for children they hope to bring into this world. It's a big problem. It's a big problem.
It is.
That's what we're experiencing, even in advanced societies, amongst the blacks. Yeah. Just having kids, can't take care of them.
Yeah.
But we don't come up with the talk, marriage, children are a blessing. I don't know the blessing they need to.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Thank you so much, Ikena.
Okay.
He's a practical guy. He says, Lagos, you want to jump on that? It's okay, because our main conversation today, I already gave you a hint about the family talk. I think this would be a good time to just start the family talk, right?
I know that some people want to jump on his conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people want to, probably are upset or feeling very angry. Why would he say that children are not a blessing?
Mm-hmm.
How dare him say that children are not a blessing?
Or maybe some people who have been low-key nursing that thought.
Now would cheer him on and really, say, yes, really.
Children, they'll be like, yes, I've been saying this thing. I've said it. Blessing where? People like that. We don't know what side you're on, but that was a big table shaking right there. Oh, boy. Let's get to hear what Lagos has to say.
Yeah.
On
the
matter.
Then we come into the family talk.
I'm telling you. Wow. Oh, my, oh, my. This is Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are the Techers. She is Andrea Odwobi. Take care.
And he is Collins.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. To Lagos.
Take
care. Thanks for the prestige pause. Godwin is calling from Aja. Let's hear from Godwin. Hi, Godwin. Good morning to you, Godwin.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
And Andrea.
What's up?
What's up?
Yes, I'm fine. I want to tell you my experience yesterday. We are going for a meeting and we are very late. We have to go for a meeting in Maryland and we are taking off from Aja. So, and the mainland road is somehow confusing and we just go and miss the road and police catch us that we follow one way. And we are begging the police to help us and allow us to go because we are late. And we say that we are from church. The police says that them too, they are Christian, this and that, and they refuse to allow us to go, that we should settle them. That even the Bible said that maybe before, when you have an issue with your adversary, that you should try and settle them before they take you to the judge, and judge should do you something. So we beg and they did not even.
Oh wow. I was trying to make sense of what he said. I think he is talking about the police.
The police.
He was caught taking one way.
And then.
And they were requesting that he, you know, settle they let him go. Mm. I mean.
That's a conversation for another day.
For another day.
And but not today. Sorry about experience. but that's yet another experience Lagosians go through in Lagos.
That's right. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Welcome. So much energy.
Sir Collins and Mrs. That name does give my head away.
For real?
For where? When the name come back, you call back. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Oh, my God.
Cheers to life. Wow. Welcome, indeed.
Thank you very much. My name is Shay. Calling from Alimosho.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Shay. How is Alimosho this morning, Shay?
Alimosho is cool.
Okay.
The weather is cool and the rain is blessing.
Mm. Did you say it's raining?
Yeah.
Wow.
The rain is free and the rain is cool, sir.
Okay. All right. Fantastic.
Cool.
Thank you, sir. Concerning the crate. That some
the great challenge,
are just breaking their neck now.
Mm-hmm.
That evil. I thought that we are. I'm not even expecting such things to come up.
All right, you condemn it, right?
Yes, I've watched a lot of people
trying
to do that. Some of them break their neck. No, they just got their service to something else.
Mm.
But I just hope that.
All right. I mean, he's condemning
the crate challenge.
The crate challenge. More calls coming in.
On WhatsApp, Duncan from Ijegu says Ikenna was simply right. I beg.
So he's supporting Ikenna. That is simply right.
Mm.
That there's no blessing in having children.
Having children.
Wow.
There's no blessing in
marriage.
Children,
in
no
getting married.
Yeah.
It's what you make of it. It depends on you.
Yeah.
What you
know,
want.
There was something he said towards the last before he, you know, went off. He said, you see, this child is a blessing. Children are a blessing thing. I don't know where they see the blessing in it.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
Wow. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, the Takers. My name is Sam.
Sam. Welcome, Sammy.
We're
taking over your airways.
Andrew, why are you laughing?
No, you said we are the Takers. That's why.
It's Takers.
Yeah, it's Takers.
Takers.
All of them enjoy.
Okay. All right.
My greetings to you.
Shami, Simi.
Your last call to the other one. I like it. I love everything. So, don't even say marriage is a blessing. I just say this. If you find a better person now, because I really don't understand.
Mm.
You can't tell me it's when you're married and things start working. I just believe, just like what you said, I just believe that it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
You understand? And it's very funny, this part, I'm in my early 30s anyway.
Mm.
I'm just trying to survive, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, all the money in my life is to end. I'm even thinking of jackpot.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm being serious with you. Look at the mirror. The 2M is worth nothing. I just had my 2M. No house. I'm thinking of renting a house. But if I use the money for the house now, it's gone. I'm even thinking of crypto, you understand? But I have to be careful because I know the rules of crypto. You know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to survive. No. So what I'm trying to say is this. Nobody should tell me to go and get married. Because it takes two tango. You understand?
All right.
And I've seen my younger brother, he's married, he has a child. I say, well, this is responsibility. Why? Because he has a child. Nobody forces. As in, the child decides to come.
Mm-hmm.
He decides to bring the child. And it's very funny the society we are. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, it's very funny in the society we are. You say, look at your age, you need to have kids so that this one. You don't have kids to eat from them. You have kids to see them grow.
Mm.
See them grow. Then if you are lucky,
mm-hmm.
you should keep using the word, if you are lucky enough, they keep feeding you.
All right. Mm. Thank you so much. I mean, he made his point clearly. And his position where he is right now is where a lot of Nigerians who are in their mid-30s or late 20s are faced with. You know, you are in between, do I get married, rent a house? We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back. 11:03 on the clock, and this is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And yes, it's about time for family talk. And today, more like we had a little tiny bit of what we'll be discussing today mm-hmm. on Family Talk in the first hour of the show, where we're saying children, are they a blessing or not? I mean, Ikenna came up with this very strong point saying that, I mean, it is what you make of it.
Mm-hmm.
Having children or being married is what you make of it. Mm-hmm. Having it as a blessing is a decision or what you both as a couple make of it, right?
That's right.
Do you agree with him?
Yes, I agree to some point, okay. But you know, I think it would be unfair to make, it would be, considering the situation, I mean, the process, the fact that it's a miracle
mm-hmm.
to have a child, it's a miracle. Yes,
yeah,
you
is.
Would say it's a process, it's a normal health biological procedure. If it is that easy, some people will not find it difficult to get a child.
That's right.
So it's at the end of the day, it's a miracle. That's strange stories we've heard about the process of getting a child for some people.
Mm-hmm.
So I consider having a child a miracle. So for that purpose, I would not totally agree with him saying that children are not necessarily a blessing. You know, I stay with the fact that no matter what the experience is, mm-hmm. no matter how, whether you're planned, you're prepared or not,
mm-hmm.
children are a blessing. And that's my position.
Yeah.
We're talking about the sentiments we add
yeah.
when it comes to children, marriage,
mm-hmm.
Occasioned by society.
Yeah.
I think that is something we need to address.
True
you
that.
Know, we there are times that if you do not manage your experience with children,
yeah.
like what you experience with in marriage
mm-hmm.
properly, it turns to be a curse, or
yeah.
not a curse, it turns to be an unpleasant experience.
Mm, I like that you use yeah. that expression.
That doesn't necessarily
yeah.
make it a
curse.
A
curse, that's
but,
true.
But marriage, mm-hmm. having children, they're all a blessing, and that's my position.
I like that you said that. I like that you've also mentioned the fact that, you know, it is the work you're putting. Now, regardless
yeah.
of how much preparedness, so
mm-hmm.
to speak, that you have
mm-hmm.
Financially, mentally, and, you know, every other alley.
Yeah.
Having a child comes with a lot of responsibility.
That's right.
Trust me, we are most times not even ready for it. We think we're ready until we have them.
That's absolutely
you know,
correct.
You think you're ready until you have them. And there's a journey, there's a process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of this all together, it's a lot of work.
For anyone who has a child, you would agree with the conversation that no matter, when you say, no matter how much you prepare, buy all the great things,
yeah.
Prepare all the meals and everything, how much you think you're prepared. At the
yeah.
end of the day, you do not determine how prepared you would
mm-hmm.
be, because
mm-hmm.
each child with their own experience,
yeah.
each child with their own ways.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have children who you have all the meals and they don't like to eat.
Mm.
There are parents who spend months and months trying to figure out what the child would accept to eat. The child refuses to eat whatever you give to them. What other children are eating, the child refuses to
yeah,
take.
Yeah.
And then what about children who people who find themselves in a situation where the child does not like breast milk?
Mm.
So how do you prepare for that
they
ahead?
They have to like it.
No. How do you prepare for that ahead?
Mm.
How do you prepare for a child that, you know, decides not to
yeah.
to like the things
something
that other
they
children
need and
what they need
that,
yeah. So you're never really prepared for it.
True.
And so if you rely on you know, the beauty, the great, oh, I love to see my child, oh, when you see a child they're always happy. At the end of the day, man,
you may be
they can break
yeah.
your heart.
I also want to say
yeah.
when I don't know if I'm going to say this right.
Yeah.
I'll try not to offend anyone. But I think that when people categorize something as a blessing, they
yeah.
only see the good part of that thing and call it a term into blessing. Sometimes, even in our tragic moment,
yep.
even in times, our very, very down times, there's actually a blessing in it. They call it a blessing in disguise.
That's right.
And I think that children come with that nature, mm-hmm. where that, you know, they might be this very little looking, gorgeous, adorable thing.
Yeah.
But they come with a package that could destabilize you.
Absolutely.
That could even ruin you if you're not careful.
Your life, your life in general.
You know, and ruin their own life as well if you're not careful.
Yep.
So they are a blessing.
Yep. Undeniably so.
Right.
With responsibility.
With responsibility. I think I was able to, you know, I hope I made sense with what I just said.
Indeed. It's a tough place to be because...
It is, trust me.
You know, and what we've done over the years is that we've just stayed at that place of their blessing full stop.
Yeah, without really... That's true.
You understand? They're blessing. I don't care, no matter what. No, you should care.
You should.
Because if you do not care about those things that... make the experience difficult,
yeah.
make the experience different from what you would in turn, you know, in parentheses, call a blessing.
Yeah.
You end up having, if you have plenty of those negative experiences or those experiences that take your joy away.
That's right.
You could end up transferring the aggression or saying that, Lord, this thing is not.
And then calling them a curse.
A curse,
or
indirectly.
Turning that exactly. Uh-huh. So I think that's what it is.
I mean, that's what it is. Man, we have a way of handling this very sensitive stuff in a soft way that will just land, you know, nicely. And today we have yet another sensitive matter to talk about. We try to understand the concept of child adoption.
Mm-hmm.
We're also underlining the effect of and the benefits of adopting a child, or especially on the adopted and the adoptee. Because there are two people involved here.
Yeah.
We also understudy adoption and its stages of development.
We also want to know what you think about adoption. You know, today's conversation is centered around children.
Yeah.
As much as people would say that, children are no blessings. Uh-huh. You know that there are a lot of people who are longing for having just that experience. They don't necessarily have to birth them themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They could go as far as adopting a child just to have that experience of parenting.
Have someone running around saying, mommy, mommy, and daddy, daddy, and all that. It's a beautiful experience, bittersweet to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some people don't mind about the bitter part. They just want to have that experience.
That's right.
And that's where adoption may come in, especially if you're finding it difficult to have a child.
That's right. As much as, you know, this conversation could be a great one,
mm-hmm.
it also comes off as a taboo to some people.
Mm.
How would you adopt a child?
Yeah.
How dare you adopt a child?
All right. I promise that we're going to start the story, the topic with a true life story.
Yeah.
As we move on.
Mm-hmm.
And it will certainly tell you a person's story, which is, a true life experience and what that person is facing now,
mm-hmm.
Which we'll get to share. But let's also get to sound this particular words or sound these words, that child adoption is indeed very sensitive and important topic to discuss because of, you know, there are a lot of kids that are being maltreated and abused physically, sexually, emotionally, and sometimes even neglected because they were adopted. That's just one angle of it. And just so we put some perspective to it, what does child adoption really mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll be defining that. And child adoption is simply the process or the action or fact of legally taking another person's child and bringing them up as your own child. Now, this person assumes the parenting of another child from the person's biological or legal parent. Now, there are a number of reasons why people resort to adoption, all right? But the most common reason is childlessness.
Mm.
When someone cannot conceive or someone cannot fertilize.
Bear their own children.
All right? Mm. So, and there are many other reasons why people choose to adopt a child, some of which could be infertility.
Mm-hmm.
Infertility, yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. Or some medical conditions where some women are facing medical conditions that results in pregnancy complications that may not want to pass down some genetic disorder or diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we fail to understand is that you can have a condition that whenever you conceive, you get to lose a child.
Yeah. Oh,
and it could be genetic, from experts have said.
Mm-hmm.
You could pass it on. So instead of doing that, you adopt a child and change that lineage or change that experience. Some could be gender preferences. Some some people want to adopt a child, you know, you've been looking for a girl child for a long time. You choose to say, you know what? It's not coming. I have a lot of testosterone in me, man. Let me just go look for let me go look for a girl child to adopt, or a male child likewise. And others would include
out of love. It could be out of love. It could be out of compassion. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of children who are in the orphanages. They just want to be in a home where there's a mother and a father who are their caregivers, you know. Some people adopt children just because of love. You know, I've had this very long-term dream since I was a kid. I don't even know how that came. Maybe I saw a movie that inspired this. Okay. I've always said that after having my own children, I want to adopt at least two or three children. You know, I have always had that. So, yeah, some people adopt children based on love, pure love.
That's just right.
Pure love and pure compassion.
That's totally correct, Andrea. Now, some people also get to try to adopt because of, you know, for companion.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you're a single parent.
Yeah.
You just want a child. Yeah. You want children, and you don't want to get married, and you still want to have a child.
Yeah.
So for companion. So these are some of the reasons. So looking at all these reasons one after the other, and you see that there are so many reasons indeed, and many more for someone to want to adopt a child.
Yeah.
That's why today we'd like to look at the concept of adopting a child, especially in the African society, in our world, in Nigeria, which brings us to our true life story of today. So yeah, the gist too.
Colin.
Me, I like Apoko, you know that. That's how I arrange myself.
Okay.
This couple have been married, lovely couple. You look at them together, you'll be like, ah man, God when. Even some married people will be saying God when to them. You know, it's not a matter of God when will I get married? God, when will I have this kind of experience?
Yeah.
They're amazing. The husband, you know, it's an amazing, it's a top manager in one of the new generation banks. And a fantastic guy, great, loving, handsome. The wife, amazing personality, also works on her own. And she's also very innovative and very creative. They came together, got this wonderful wedding event. It was so much fun. We all went there, celebrated. And then seven years down the line, no child. But let me tell you an incident that happened before that 7 years of no child. So the wife was okay. The doctors had checked, were okay. The husband was also okay. So, of course, they had to do all the necessary things to be sure that everything was okay. They went on to have it. But they realized that the first time they tried to have a child, to get the wife pregnant, it didn't work. And they were worried. They went for a checkup. And they say, okay, the hospital said there was a condition that there's fibroid growing. It's not a big deal, but it's just there. But that's not exactly the reason they're not having a child, but that's there.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment, because the husband was so curious to have a child, like the family were already putting pressure, you know, just about a year or thereabout. So the husband said, you know, I don't want to take chances. I don't want anything. Doctor, what can we do? He said, well, some people will decide to just leave it there. Some people, when they get pregnant, it doesn't grow, it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, they just don't want to take chances.
They just go do an operation.
Mm-hmm. And take it out.
Okay.
So the husband said, that sounds like my go-to. The husband said, look, let's take it out.
Hmm.
And ladies and gentlemen, this lady that was amazingly doing well, when it did that oppression, it further aggravated the situation. They destroyed the woman's womb entirely.
Wow.
They destroyed her womb entirely as a result of that particular surgery that she did. Now, the wife had said she did not want to do it. She believed that she was going to conceive. But the husband insisted, no, I can't take chances. Mm-hmm. You must do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to say that so that you understand, because the story is going somewhere. So after that, it became worse. Every time they try, no way. 7 years down the line, now family, this woman almost lost her life, just to mention. She was in the hospital for months, almost 2 years. I said months, for about 2 years, trying to get herself back. So 7 years down the line, after she got well, she got herself back. 7 years down the line, they're trying to have a baby, and it was not working. Of course, they went to do a check, and it was obvious that the surgery destroyed more harm than the good that expected.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't have a child. That's when family now started raising their hand. So now that it's a fact that she cannot have a child, they tried, okay, let's try IVF. IVF did not work. The option of having a surrogate, family did not like that. Now the only option, the wife was saying that, you know what, let's adopt a child. And the husband and the family said, lie, you cannot adopt a child. The family is pushing, and the husband is also almost thinking towards there. They're in a tight corner, pushing for them, for him to take another wife or get somebody pregnant, so that
he can have.
So our son is okay. Our son is okay. It is you that. So let's have a child. A lot of people are thinking that that's unfair on the families their part, because in the recess of it, it was the husband that caused the situation.
It was his fault.
And then, in the recess of it, I mean, this lady did nothing wrong for you to just say. The husband is saying that they want to adopt a child. They're okay with it. The family says it's a taboo in their family. We cannot adopt a child. You are a son of this family. Your child, you will get a woman pregnant. The woman will carry the baby and give birth. That's our culture. That's what we know.
I mean, some
this
families
is a true life story. They are in that situation right now.
This whole family thing where family is a third party in marriages and all that. But this is to say that it's clearly that to some people it's a taboo.
Yeah.
To some people it's a no.
To adopt a child.
To adopt a child. How can you think of adopting a child? Some people even have the sentiment that, okay, you're bringing a child into this house. You don't know if the child is spiritually okay. You don't know if the child has, you don't know their background. Lineage. You know their lineage. You don't know whatever they are carrying. And you're bringing this child. You know, we Africans in our sentiments and our ideologies.
I'm telling you.
You know, but we want to know from Lagos today.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about child adoption. What do you think? Is it a no-no for you? Or is it a welcome act for you? Let's talk about this today.
0700-993-993-993. That's the number.
That's right. And then have you adopted a child before? If you're a parent to an adopted child, you adopted your child.
Okay.
What has been the experience and what was the process like for you?
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you have been an adopted child, tell us, what is your experience as well?
Yes, indeed. You guys want to share with us the reason you did the adoption? Was it any of the reasons you've mentioned?
Yeah.
Or is it not on our list?
Yeah.
Let's get a talk and hear from you. Sunday is first calling us from VI. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Oh. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning. Take
yes.
Family.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's talk. What's your opinion on child adoption?
Question of adopt a child.
Mm-hmm.
It's an issue because most women, like the one I experienced in life, was a young guy that wanted to marry her, and she refused to marry that guy because the way the father treated her was not very, very good. So she promised that she can never marry a man that the father will be around and then enjoy the money.
Okay.
And then along the line, she did an abortion and then she mixed it up with English drugs and native something. And the womb was absolutely condemned.
Wow.
So they had to look for this skin, like animal skin, to prepare the womb. And the doctor told her that she can never be pregnant.
Wow.
And what happened when this kind of a person get to marry someone and then she doesn't open up to the husband? So that was at times you see the results of adopting child comes in.
All right. Thank you, Sunday. Next call. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Dosumu.
Dosumu.
Deni.
Welcome.
I want to know if we are still talking about the adoption issue.
Yes, we
yes.
are.
Okay, I have a terrible case on adoption.
Ah.
I waited 8 years.
Wow.
And we took an adoption. We went for adoption as an option.
Okay.
And so the disappointed of it, so to say, we spent close to 1.2 million naira, and there was no child given to us.
Wow.
Really?
Every step. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yeah. Every step that the what do you call it, the people were coming to inspect our home, mm-hmm. were paying for their flights, paying for transport, and everything. And at the end of it, no child was given to us.
Wow.
But the good side of it is, as of today, I'm blessed with 340.
Wow. Congratulations. Wow.
One single and a triplet came last year.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Man, that's... You see,
every
disappointment is a blessing, right?
It is more than a blessing.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you for sharing.
So this is a topic that would have different parts. We'll even get into the process of adopting a child in Nigeria, legally.
Yeah.
And they would have experts to talk to us on that. Man, I love that story.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
Lagos.
Chest Alive.
Talking about adoption, in my family we have them five. Now, the reason why it happened is that the woman, the way the father treated the mother, she hated marriage. She hated under anybody.
All right.
So because of that, she decided to go for an adoption on her own.
Okay.
She has the five. And you know the funny thing? Three of them have graduated from university, as I'm talking to you.
Wow.
I am the one that carried all of them, five of them. So I know where they came and how they came. But along the line, later some years, she decided to get married very late age of her life.
Okay.
And she has a son. Now, she adopted a boy before having this one.
Yeah.
So what did she do? She bought a property that one she adopted.
Yeah.
So that one did keep your property so that in future you will not drag it with your brother. And each of them have their own account being funded because she was a staff nursing officer.
All right.
So the reason why we need to kill this mentality of adoption is it, Collins, you that is listening to me now. They just told you that the person that is your father, and the person that is your mother is your mother. It could be lies. So just want it from your mind, say that them be your parents. The most important thing is this. The child that you decide to take responsibility of, can you make sure that you bring the child in the fear and knowledge of God and provide the necessary things? Go ahead and love. There is not any big thing in it.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I love the passion with which he spoke the last part. Because there are a lot of people with mindsets about adoption.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not really, like you've said, spiritual addicts and all that.
Or medical condition that a child must have and all of that. If you have what it takes to take care of the child, why not? Anyway, this is where I would be stepping aside for Power Solutions. This is just an introductory topic, I would say.
Yeah.
We'll have a part two of this conversation tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll make it broader. Full effect. And we'll discuss extensively about it. For now, I will be stepping aside. My name is Andrea Odwobi. Take care.
And I'm Collins. Take care.